Right, well, anyway, I've got another question here from Steve in Dubai, and he asks, does your body burn more energy trying to keep cool than it would trying to warm up?
Right, well, I suppose this is kind of linked to what I was saying before about thermoregulating. Your body works best at a certain temperature, around 37 degrees centigrade. So when your temperature goes above or below that, your body will try and reset it to its sort of level, this homeostasis. And so when you're too hot, you do things like you sweat to cool you down. And when you're cold, you shiver and things to warm you up. And I mean, the simple answer is that it takes a lot more energy to warm yourself up, because to do that with the shivering, it's kind of like going to the gym. It's the really fast contracting of your muscles that causes you to shiver. So, you know, it's like going for a run or doing other sorts of exercise. And obviously that's going to take up a lot of energy. Whereas cooling yourself down through sweating is a much more passive process. It doesn't take that much energy from your body to pump the sweat out onto your skin. So the air is sort of doing the work for us to cool us down.
So actually, as your sweat evaporates off your skin, that takes the heat away from you. So you're not having to actively remove the heat.
Yes, exactly.
But Steve is in Dubai. Now, surely the processes that people go through in Dubai can't be the same as here in the UK, where, let's face it, it's usually not very warm.
No, I think also not just the heat, but the level of humidity in the air is quite important, because if it's really humid, so there's lots of water already in the air, it's obviously going to be a lot harder for the moisture on your skin to evaporate. So you'll always feel hotter when it's humid than when it's dry.
So the same amount of sweating will actually lead to less cooling.
Yes, because the air is already too full of water for it to take much more away from your skin.
Very interesting.